AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. NetV Pro is your IT easy button. Their founder is Paul Barrett. Keith Swingle is the Vice President of Business Development. Guys, I would like to go back to the very, very beginning and talk about why and how, Paul, you knew that this business of NetV Pro, its time has come. People need this service.
That's correct. People need this service as we stand today.
Now, when did this dawn on you? How many years ago?
Well, I've always wanted to run my own business.
Sure.
As of 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But what really dawned on me was 8.5 years ago was that the partners out there weren't really adding value. They were just pushing products and services, you know, and the services weren't really tied to the products properly. And I'm just like, enough is enough. So I started NetV Pro to be that true company that will implement the products properly. So what we, a lot of times we do is we leverage the current infrastructure that hasn't been implemented properly by your previous IT companies.
Okay, now I'm going to have to ask Keith Swingle to explain what that means. Okay, what did he just say, sir?
He said a mouthful, Bob.
Yep. I mean, when you see, here's the deal. It's not that it's technical, it's business terminology right there. When you talk about leveraging and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what did he just say?
Exactly. Well, one of the things that we work very hard to do is understand a customer's business and apply relevant technical solutions.
Okay. How does that happen?
Listening.
We do the listening.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we spend a lot of time learning about your business, and you know we work very hard to provide the right technical solutions.
It's not a one size fits all.
Every business is different. There's different needs, and a lot of that depends on the owners or the leadership's vision for that business. The other piece that Paul said that's very important is we try to leverage a business's current investment, so they get as much utility as possible out of their existing infrastructure. We try to build plans that allow us to use the lifespan of that equipment, and then the next purchase kind of has vision towards the future.
Okay. Now, lifespan of gear and equipment may not be till it falls apart smoking, laying there in a heap, right? It is, when you talk about technology, it just becomes outdated.
True. It does just become outdated.
So in the 8 years that you have been doing this, the evolution of the company now to where you are today, what do you do for people today? I know that you brought a lot of that same initial concept with you, but as the whole high-tech industry, IT industry has evolved, you guys are really kind of leading the way in all of this, aren't you?
I hope so. I mean, that's our plan. I mean, I attend a lot of trade shows at a lot of different conferences, keeping myself on the leading edge. In our terminology, we call it bleeding edge. You don't want to be
on the bleeding edge,
the latest technology, just to be on the latest technology.
Yeah.
I mean, but the technology that can leverage your business to the next level and beat your competition. That's what we're trying to set out to get you accomplish.
Yeah, we kind of look at it in 3 to 5 year blocks. I mean, we want to be able to leverage technology for a longer period of time.
Right.
But then there is a reality that kind of mixes in there. And that reality is a lot of times in 3 to 5 years, the technology you have on the ground today is obsolete.
They call those doorstops.
Yeah, they call those.
Exactly.
They literally do call those doorstops in some places because support will stop.
Right.
And in some of these cases, you cannot buy technology that will retrofit to what's in place. So that's where we try to provide the common sense approach, right, to making these purchases. And what we'll do is we'll kind of produce a recommendation that says, here's what we recommend. This will future-proof, with air quotes around it, future-proof your business. But then there's also a plan B and a plan C that you can make a decision to follow. It's up to you. We want to provide options.
Right. So I'm the one controlling my own purse strings, right? However, you're the one advising me that, hey, you know what? You may be in danger here. It's time for the upgrade.
Yep. And we will cheerfully execute upon your decision.
How about that first consultation? What's that going to cost me?
That first consultation will cost you nothing but good spirits and happy thoughts.
Perhaps a cup of coffee?
Maybe. Well, it will cost me a cup of coffee. Okay,
because you're going to buy the coffee and the donuts.
Yeah, I'll buy the coffee and the...
Paul Barron, I can't thank you enough for coming up with this concept of NetV Pro. You have saved our bacon a number of times here at Leighton Broadcasting, and that's the truth. And Keith, I'm not really sure about you yet.
So. I'm not either.
We kid, we'd like to have a lot of fun, but man, when the rubber meets the road, these guys are there for you. NetV Pro is your IT easy button. Can we call you, Keith?
You can call me anytime, day or night. I actually double clutched on that one, but the number is 320-493-3668, and that rings right to my phone.
Paul Barron, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Keith Swingle, right back at you.
Thank you, sir.
You got her. NetV Pro is your IT easy button. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by NetV Pro. KNSI.